Your Money Briefing. Money and Market Stories from the Wall Street Journal.
I'm J.R. Whalen in New York. Capital expenditure by U.S. companies is up, way up, at a pace not seen in almost 10 years. So why doesn't everyone see that as good news? We'll explain in a moment. First, these money headlines. U.S. consumers are boosting purchases of everything from clothes to furniture on the heels of the U.S. tax cut and rising wage gains. That's a relief for investors who had worried that soft spending would weigh on economic growth. Analysts had worried that rising gas prices would slow consumer spending in the near term. Compared with a year earlier, overall retail sales were up 4.7% in April, and spending continued to outpace inflation. And the Bitcoin market is about to get a lot faster. Coinbase, which operates the largest U.S. cryptocurrency exchange, says it will upgrade its systems with services that cater to ultra-fast traders. The upgrade is planned for later this year and will make Coinbase one of the first Bitcoin exchanges to welcome the controversial business of high-speed trading, in which computers are used to buy and sell stocks, futures, and other assets in the blink of an eye. They accounted for 55% of trading volume in the U.S. stock market last year, but they've only recently begun to trade in cryptocurrencies. This is your Money Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
This Wall Street Journal podcast is brought to you by American Express. The business world includes almost everything, so American Express covers almost everything. It's all connected. Technology needs business. Business needs government. Government needs technology. It's one big circle of backing that's supporting, advising, funding, and informing. It makes the business world go round. The bottom line is that it's way better when someone has your back. You really don't have to go it alone when you have American Express, because they have your back. Don't do business without it.
Welcome back, everybody. It's taken a while, but U.S. companies are opening their wallets and spending more on factories, equipment, and other capital expenditures at a pace not seen in about 7 years. Is that good news? Well, it depends on who you ask. And Wall Street Journal markets reporter Akani Otani is here to discuss. So Akani, as you point out in your Wall Street Journal story, investors and economists agree that capital expenditures, also known as CapEx, are good news for corporate profits in the broader economy. But what's held it back for the past 7 years?
Well, companies have been really trying to reel back their spending and demonstrate to investors that they can exercise financial discipline. This was sort of a big concern in the years after the financial crisis, where obviously companies were left pretty strapped for cash. They had to go through layoffs, and investors were looking to see that companies weren't immediately going to funnel whatever extra cash they had left into expensive projects that might not pan out. And then after oil prices sort of peaked most recently around 2014-2015, we also saw another sort of drop in CapEx as energy firms were forced to cut back spending and stop drilling as much. But we've really started to see a pickup in the last 3 months, and that's actually put us on course for the fastest pace of CapEx since 2011.
And the tax law has had a lot to do with that, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say for sure how much, but investors are largely attributing the big pickup in CapEx that we've seen recently to the tax law, just because it has incentivized companies bringing back foreign profits to the U.S. by offering just a one-time, relatively low tax on those profits. And companies are now sitting on extra piles of cash and sort of deciding what to do with it.
And a number you have in your story, just an overall look at the spending, is up by 24%?
Yeah, year over year.
And it's not like these companies are having to raise cash. A lot of them have had cash stockpiled on the sideline for years.
Yeah, and that's why you would think investors would be celebrating this, because finally companies are starting to spend money not just on buybacks and dividends, but also on investing in their own businesses, things like buying equipment and upgrading equipment and buying new factories and land and, you know, things like that that typically you would think would boost long-term profitability.
But the investors, you know, they're or the shareholders specifically, they're a fickle bunch, you know, because while this can be seen as high-octane fuel for the economy, shareholders are sort of cool to the idea because they are more looking for short-term results, kind of like, what have you done for me lately?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so far this year, the top 20 companies that have spent the most on CapEx are actually lagging behind the broader S&P 500. And when you look longer term, and we had data from Bank of America going back a couple decades, the trend held true there as well. So it really does suggest that even though investors are saying they want one thing, you know, history sort of suggests that these companies do tend to struggle a little bit in terms of performance.
And a professor you spoke with said that the rise rise in spending could actually take the likelihood of another market boom off the table.
Yeah, I mean, it all sort of goes back to this question right now of we've been in a bull market for 9 years, and what is the sort of catalyst we need for us to keep going? Some people might argue that it is CapEx and that we do need companies to start investing more in their businesses, but others would say we're so late in the economic cycle that it might be better if companies focused on shareholder returns, and those people would be likely the ones arguing that this is actually not the best use of firms' money at the moment.
You know, that's a good point. You know, let's not forget about buybacks and dividends as a way to spend money. And who doesn't love a good dividend?
Right. I mean, as one investor I talked to was saying that, you know, a dividend boost is something that you'll see in your bank account next month. You know, a CapEx increase, whether that's a company working on a new automobile rollout or buying up new property in New York City, that's something that you might not see reflected in the bottom line for quite some time, if ever.
But in terms of pressure on shares, it's not really a hard and fast rule that companies that spend will experience that kind of pressure. There are some exceptions.
Right. Amazon being probably the most notable of them. It is actually one of the top spenders on CapEx, according to a number of sources that we used. And yet, its shares have been on an absolute tear this year. I mean, it's up over 30% for the year. That's after rising double-digit percentages last year. And clearly, in that case, it seems like investors are willing to overlook increased CapEx spending because they know that the company has a record of sales growth and that it's able to deliver growth year over year. With other companies, I think the question is a bit more ambiguous.
All right. That is Wall Street Journal markets reporter Akani Otani joining us here in our studio. Akani, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.